You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 3 to 8. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. I want you to note that in that verse 3, it starts by telling us that knowing this first, there's something you must know, which is that in the last days, scoffers are going to come. People that are going to mock God. That everything is just going the same. Which one is the coming of Christ? People will begin to mock the coming of Christ. In fact, they begin to use it as a proverb. So they say statement like, you mean this person promised you money? Oh, his promise is like the coming of Christ. In other words, when they want to say somebody will not fulfill his promise, they use the coming of Christ to describe it. That those are mockers. Those are scoffers. The Bible says you should know that it will happen. So when it is happening, that is even a further confirmation that Jesus will return. When we have mockers, when we have people saying that what has changed, Jesus has never returned, that is actually a sign that his return is imminent, because it shows we are in the last days. But then, in that verse 8, the Bible also says, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. So again, you see in verse 3, it says, knowing this one thing. Here he's saying, be not ignorant of this one thing. What is the one thing? Maybe you are ignorant of it. Now let's learn it. He says that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. That means that 1,000 years is just like one day to God. You are the one that think that 1,000 years is a long time. Jesus left over 2,000 years ago. What that means is that as far as God is concerned, he's just 2 days. Christ has gone for 2 days. Will Jesus not return? He has gone for only 2 days. So what is 2 days? Let's assume that it was 2 days ago that Jesus went away and he said he's coming back. Now today is that second day. Today makes that 2 days. I want to ask you, would you feel that Jesus are taking long? Would you think that he has delayed his coming? If it took him 2 days, let's even say it took him 7 days. 7 days to come. Let's say Jesus went on Sunday and he said he's coming back. Now, by Saturday, which is the end of that week, would you say that he has taken too long? He says, you are ignorant of this thing, but you should not be ignorant of it. That the way God sees time is different from man. So as far as God is concerned, the coming of Jesus Christ is on time. It is so that everybody will be saved, that God is being merciful, that God is waiting. But he also said that, and 1,000 years as one day. That means that God can complete in one day what it will take you 1,000 years to do. God can do in your life in one day what you have struggled to do for 40 years. The things you have struggled to do for 20 years, The things you have struggled to do for 10 years, God can accomplish it in a day. You may have been trusting God, and it looks like it's now 25 years of waiting on God. In one moment, everything can change. That was what happened to Joseph. 13 years, it looked as if nothing would happen. In one day, everything changed. For David, also, it was the same thing. Years of running everywhere, but in one day, he was finally crowned and he became king. The same thing happened to Moses. For 80 years, he waited on the call of God. It looked as if it was not going to happen. But in one day, Moses was commissioned to go and stand before Pharaoh. Brethren, even our Lord Jesus Christ, several prophecies about his coming, first coming. Even when he was born, everything still went quietly. In one day, Jesus said, "This scripture is fulfilled in your very eye." And before you know it, a Savior was truly born. God can do in one day what you have struggled to do for years. And it is my prayer that that thing which God wants to do in your life, that it looks as if it has taken a long time, it will happen suddenly and within a single moment. The Bible does not want you to be ignorant of this. It wants you to know it so that you don't say, "God, how long? Lord, how long will I wait?" You can wait for a child for 30 years, but in one day, they will be greeting you, "Congratulations, what is the name of your child?" And God will do it. In one day, the things you have trusted God for years, that look as if time has gone, in one single day, in one single moment, the Lord will bring it about in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.